Welcome to Module 10.2, Intersections, Combinations, and Pathways, Identifying the Opportunities. Now it's time to take a look at everything that you've processed, unpacked, and honed in on so far, and begin exploring the opportunities and possibilities that are the best fit for your Hell Yes path. You are going to take a look at all of the elements that have risen to the surface from a 30,000-foot perspective to see which combinations feel exciting, aligned, and honoring of your personal path. After you review and contemplate via this workbook, you will be expanding your comprehension and knowledge of what's possible for you in 10.3 as you begin the exciting process of researching what else is possible. Oftentimes, we don't know what we don't know. It's so immensely important to find out what's possible through investigation of what's happening in those specific domains out in the world. But first, you get to tap into yourself and see what comes up for you in the realm of possibilities. Before you continue on with the questions and points of explanation in this workbook, I strongly encourage you to implement this one action item. You time. This action item is actually a non-action item. It consists of you spending time and undivided attention with you. This may sound overly simplistic, but trust me, it is an absolutely necessary part of this process, especially at this stage in your exploration and integration. Here's the action item. I highly recommend setting aside 2 to 4 hours at least once a week for the next few weeks to sit, journal, meditate, and reflect on your journey in this program and the workbooks. That's it. Just sit or walk or practice yoga, anything that is A, by yourself, and B, without distractions, and C, conducive to reflection counts. Offer up your questions and curiosities to your higher self, whatever that means to you, and patiently listen for any insights or answers that come through. This might feel like a huge sigh of relief, giving yourself permission to intentionally create this time for yourself, and if so, yay, coach's orders. It also might feel like pulling teeth to even consider setting time aside for yourself, or even border on seeming impossible. If you have a full, busy schedule, a to-do list longer than the Constitution, or an overflowing plate of responsibility, taking you time to do nothing but breathe, be present, and ponder might seem like less of a probability than winning the lottery. In fact, I hear this a lot, and it's so common in this day and age to prioritize everything except for ourselves. As activities and responsibilities fill our days, our time with ourselves slips to the bottom of the pile until we realize that we haven't had any me time for months, and even thinking about it piles on guilt and anxiety. For this segment of the program and beyond, I invite you to take a look at where you fall among your daily and weekly activities and have a conversation with yourself about the importance of placing yourself near the top. See Module 5, Self-Love. Make a commitment to giving yourself permission to spend time with yourself, whether it's taking a walk, meditating, going to the gym, etc. The better the relationship is with yourself, the happier, more energized you're going to be, and more powerfully you can do the other activities in your life. Please take a few moments or as long as you need to reflect on your day-to-day life. Where and when can you create, prioritize, and set aside some you time in your day? Please pause the audio and take some time to reflect on this, and then fill in the short self-contract below. Suggestion. If your schedule seems so busy that you literally can't think of a spare moment when you can fit in more time for yourself, I recommend the following action items. First, literally track every activity throughout your day for 3 to 5 days. This might sound counterproductive because it takes extra time, but trust me, it will likely help you save time. Just like with a financial spending tracker or budget, we often don't realize how much time we spend doing unnecessary, unproductive, or negotiable activities. Second, write down every activity and the time it takes you to do that. Yes, scrolling on Facebook, texting, and prepping veggies every time you cook does count. Third, at the end of the day, reflect on your activities. Where did you feel energized? Where did you feel neutral? Where did you feel drained? Where were you putting others before or above yourself? Which activities were honestly unnecessary or filler? What could you have delegated? Four, Taking this into consideration, how much time could you have batched for yourself? Okay, now that you've created a few pockets of time for self-reflection and focused attention on this module, let's dive in. Intersections, combinations, and pathways. The purpose of this portion of the workbook is to refresh your memory of what you've discovered about yourself in the previous exercises and reflections, lay everything on the table and get creative, considering how the various pieces fit together, inspire you to customize and play with combinations of your values, passions, strengths, interests, personality, and big why in ways that excite you, light you up, and give you that, oh my God, that would be amazing feeling. Let's get physical. Note, please write or print the following lists and responses on separate pieces of paper. We're going to move out of the digital realm and work in the physical for a bit. Having physical slash tangible resources is helpful for processing and exploring the cross-section of the different components. And please use recycled paper. Please pause the audio here to go through the checklist. Intersections and combinations. Instructions. 1. Please set aside an hour or two for this portion of the process. 2. For this exercise, you will need 1 to 3 pieces of poster board, 3x5 cards, or sticky notes, and any combination of a set of highlighters, colored pens, whiteboard, poster board, crayons, paint, and/or tape. 3. Take all of the exercises and lists that you wrote and/or printed out before and lay them on a table or on the floor so you can see all of them. 4. Grab your highlighter, colored pen, crayon, and paying attention to your bodily sensations and feelings, begin reading through each worksheet and workbook and highlight, circle, or color code anything and everything that sparks excitement, longing, curiosity, or joy inside of you. Really take ample time to go through this process and have fun with it. Note, as you go through this process, doubts, fears, and other gremlins will probably pop up and saying, that's not realistic. But as with every exercise in this program, please see them for what they are, just thoughts, and excuse them to go play outside for a while. 5. Once you have highlighted, circled, starred, and tapped into these good feelings, set aside at least 30 minutes to sit and listen. Yes, I said listen. As in, sit and breathe and stare and reflect on the highlights that you've made and ask, higher self, what intersections and combinations are possible here? And breathe deep and listen. Tune into your soul and your emotions and your eyes to the highlights that rose to the surface. Begin to let your imagination and intuition put them together. 6. Write the highlights on separate 3x5 cards or sticky notes and begin to combine various elements. Think along the lines of, if I could combine these in any way I wanted and get paid ridiculously well, I would love to try out the following combinations. Keep in mind what's important to me, values, ikigai, legacy, and big why. What am I passionate about? What brings me joy, energy? When do I find myself in the zone and in a really good mood or even blissed out? What can I see myself doing even when the going gets tough? Please pause the audio and fill out the questions and combinations below. Okay, go ahead and invest several hours in this fun, insightful arts and crafts project. The next steps will be, now that you've come up with 10 or more of your own unique combinations, it's time to start trying them on. In the next workbooks, you'll be learning some powerful methods for continuing to explore these unique hell yes combinations and how they may take shape when they come to life in the real world. But before we move on, please create a top combos list with your top 10 to 20 combinations on a separate piece of paper or in the space below. See you in 10.3.